It's an interesting passage out of Luke chapter 13, verse 31 through 35, that we read, and you can play it here on the website. But Jesus was talking about a fox in the hen house. And then he goes on to say, who lives in you? Well, I think most everybody has probably heard of Aesop's fables. No doubt you read a few of them when you were young. They were written by a Greek slave who lived in the 6th century BCE. That's really before Christ. Now, they changed the modern thing now to before Common Era. As we know, Common Era starts at the birth of Christ. So, anyhow, he was on the island of Samos. And the fables taught valuable lessons about desirable moral and social behavior. Now, likewise, the ancient Jewish faith highly valued parables, moral behavior, laws concerning how to live well, personally, and in harmony with God and in community with others. Judaism, with its many avenues like mikvot, continued to cherish ethical behavior and courages and actions oriented in a commitment to God and to neighbor. Well, the 1st century when Jesus lived, Greek was the major language of the modern world. Jewish people, although deeply steeped in their Jewish faith, remained surrounded by the Greek culture and its rich intellectual and philosophical and literary traditions. So we make the mistake sometimes of seeing Jesus and his contemporaries as living through an isolated glass bubble, free from cultural influences other than their own. But as we know from our time and place, this is not doubtful, but it's unreasonable. We all live and breathe in a world filled with various culture influences, especially since modern technology. We can see everything that's going on all around the world anytime we want. Amen. But you're a Christian. If you are listening to this broadcast, then I most likely think, yes, you're a Christian, and you believe Christian things. You grew up in a household in which culture and heritage dominated. But no doubt, you probably also cook foods from ethnic traditions or have sung songs from other traditions, have experienced news and stories from other countries, and you may have heard of aphorisms and legends and wisdom from other traditions. Some of us even practice yoga. I don't know that much about it. I tried it one time. I'm not good at it, and I don't know if it did me any good. But most likely you've been to a theater. Judy and I went to the Monticello Opera House last Friday and saw Grease. But it was no different in Jesus' time. Jesus spent most of his early ministry on the shores and the ports along the Via Maris, the greatest trade route of all time. He lived in the port city of Capernaum. He traveled widely throughout the entire region, including in non-Jewish territories like Syria and Sidon. He conversed with Roman soldiers in Greek and even hung out with Samaritans. You know the story. His early years were spent in Egypt, most likely near Alexandria, one of the greatest intellectual and cosmopolitan areas in the world, even today. But most of the first century people knew about Greek medicine, Greek science, Greek mathematics, Greek astronomy, and, of course, literature. They had heard or read, and depending on their educational level, Greek works of liturgy and stories and legends and poetry and fables. They knew about Plato and Aristotle and, oh yeah, Aesop. And whether intended or not, some of these literary devices and cultural metaphors of the time also influence their own stories and parables and wisdom. So likewise, many Greeks were interested and curious about the Jewish faith. And as we have seen several times in Scripture, I don't think it's any surprise that often when it comes to metaphors about animals in the Scripture, Aesop comes to mind. Let's take a look at one of Aesop's fable of the fox and the hen, sometimes called the fox and the cock, which is a male rooster, or the hen in the fox barn. Now, the story a fox, you know, sneaks into the outer house of the hen house, in which the hen is sitting out of reach, and the fox tries to cajole the hen to come to him. And he was waiting and understanding what the hen would do. Oh, yeah, he was thinking wisely, seeing, though, the fox sly maneuvers, the hen sometimes, under the guise of flattery or care, or even a manipulative person, may take advantage of his or her own gain. Well, what's the moral of the story, preacher? Well, beware of interested friendships, or rather fake friendships based on self-interest. The Greek writer in Luke's Gospel, we often see these kind of references as he tells us about Jesus. And Luke, a non-Jewish physician and writer, was also highly educated and most likely was a close friend of the Apostle Paul. His Greek was elegant and nearly flawless. He was not only a gospel writer, but a historian as well and a doctor. Writing for his countrymen, Luke used explanation and languages that would have appealed to the Greek reader. So the experience of Jesus in our scripture today brings out some of that rich Greek flavor as Jesus refers to Herod as a fox, himself as a hen, who desires to protect Jerusalem from underhanded influences, as we shared in that New Testament reading. And they don't seem to recognize, as much as Jesus wants to defend Jerusalem, they don't want any part of his protection. Do they not know Herod as he does? Now, we must remember, too, that this same Herod had killed Jesus' cousin, remember, John the Baptist, 3 years earlier? And now he's told by some Pharisees that Herod has a mark on Jesus' own head as well. Jesus not surprised. But Jesus sees Herod as a two-faced coward, selfish, manipulated, underhanded, and a fake Jew, and that's what he was. Herod acts the Jew when he wants Jerusalem's favor. He pretends to be one of them, and all the while serving his own needs for money, attention, power, and perks from the Roman government. He's polite, and he acts the part of a liaison with the Jerusalem religious authorities, and all the while undermining and controlling every way possible. He's selfish, power-hungry, through and through, and he'll let nothing threaten his goals, his status, and his cushy yet precarious situation. Herod is all about Herod. And given the chance, he'd eat Jerusalem alive if it meant saving his own skin or his hunger for power and prestige. Luke's reference to the fox and hen would bring exactly these connotations to his dominantly Greek readership. Just as Paul worked beside those immersed in other traditions and cultures, acknowledged their religion, but then tell about Jesus, using his own experience and stories about Jesus' life so that they can understand. So too would Luke write to his Greek contemporaries in a language and reference that they can understand. So in order to tell the stories of Jesus and his encounter and his life and his promise and his identity, we can hear Jesus lamenting in the passage that we read about his love and his care for Jerusalem. And we can sense his knowing mistrust of Herod, the crafty fox, who would destroy his unknowing and ignorant beloveds. Jesus asserted in the scripture that although he wanted badly to protect and teach them, his colleagues and those in power in Jerusalem, they would not listen to him and would not listen to his warnings about Herod and to those who would think to threaten not just their livelihood and positions, but their faith and their autonomy in the Jewish people and their culture. Their understanding of halakha and the moral compass. Now their house is left to them to defend on their own. The pain in Jesus' spirit feels palatable. He cannot save them, and they do not believe they need to be saved. So when they look at Herod, their patriarch, they cannot see the fox. In a sense, Dr. Luke is using cultural metaphors to help people understand the threat of Herod's brand of culture and morale and morals and influence. And it comes out in the way these Jewish religious officials behave towards others in the faith. Jesus, the Lamb, the hand, the door. So many wonderful metaphors of Scripture will continue to call out the predatory behavior in nearly every parable that he tells, particularly in Luke. Most everyone in his past do not heed the warnings and the dangers and deceit until fox-like. Some of those very Pharisees, along with the chief priests, will circle him, corner him, devour him, all under the cover of night. Wow. The scripture for today, for this week, Jesus leaves Jerusalem for a little while longer, and his time has not yet come. But he knows it soon will. For Jerusalem, with the eyes closed in the heart of the fox, who will kill its prophet this time, who is God's own son. Throughout the time as Jesus' time, cultures of power, self-centeredness, self-sufficiency, accusation has always offered snares and traps and self-promotion disguised that Jesus might call it a bit, foxy. But our best way of discerning what is true, what is fake, is to allow Jesus into our hen house. Who lives in you? Well, the house of God. Both then and now, must keep Jesus as its head. Then and only then can Christ's wisdom, grace, and promise be its best and primary guide. Think about it. May your house be blessed. May your hens be wise and your foxes be discouraged. You have the protection of the Holy Spirit if you let Him live in you.